And now, here is news of a program change.
Listeners with exceptional eyesight and powerful microscopes may have managed to read in the New Look Radio Times that the program due to start now should have been A Nona Wynne Goes Gibbon Throttling. This program has now been cancelled owing to complaints about its bad taste. It will be replaced by a repeat of Steptoe and Son.
Unfortunately, Steptoe and Son has been taken off because of the offensive language used in the program.
Here instead is an episode of Dr. Finlay's Casebook.
Dr. Finlay's Casebook has been taken off because of unnecessary sex and violence.
There's no unnecessary sex and violence on Dr. Finlay's Casebook.
That's why it's been taken off.
So we should be broadcasting Monty Python's Flying Circus instead. But that's far too good for the likes of you. So you'll just have to make do with this.
And once again, the strain of the Angus tune prune proves too much for Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Ken, and Bilotti. So without further ado, let's go striding forward into the 70s with a smile on our lips, a song in our hearts, and a pain in our necks. And here he is.
It's I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Once more.
Today is a very special day in the history of Radio Prune. For today, Radio Prune has been officially recognized as an independent broadcasting company. It is with pride and a sense of achievement that we at Radio Prune look back at our distinguished record of broadcasting.
Radio Prune, the pioneers of full frontal radio.
Radio Prune, the fearless champions of gibbon stuffing.
Radio Prune, the only station to have been awarded the OBE and a barrel of rancid dromedary giblets.
Radio Prune, first in the field of pornographic cookery.
Radio Prune, the station whose name will go down in history. And down, and down, and down.
Yes, this is Radio Prune.
Mr. Piano Man.
We're gonna please the people.
Yeah.
We're gonna make them roar.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just gonna give them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What they've been waiting for.
All right.
It's full frontal radio. Everybody should tune into it. Full frontal radio. Coming on Radio Prune, let's do it! Take off your shirt.
Oh, 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 oh.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Take off your pants, let it all hang out. Full frontal radio.
Coming on Radio Prune. Coming on Radio.
And on this solemn occasion, proudly, sincerely, humbly, and with malice aforethought, we present a new prune musical, The Raymond Nostril Story, or Funny Boy.
Raymond Nostril was born in a humble cottage in Wigan, but he was no ordinary child, for, as his parents soon...
Will do, sir, said Alwyn. Will do. Mind the steps, sir. And you pray for me, thought Gwillem. Toby escorted Gwillem to Percy Allerline's office. Allerline sat at the head of the table, reading a 2-page document, and he didn't stir when Gwillem came in. He just growled, down there with you, and went on reading with heavy concentration. The chair to Allerline's right was empty, and Gwillem knew it was Hayden's. Apart from Bill, everyone was there. Gwillem sat down. And Toby sat next to him, like a bodyguard. What the hell do they expect me to do, thought Gwillem. Make a dash for freedom? Everyone was watching Allerline fill his pipe when Bill Hayden upstaged him. The door opened, and at first no one came in. But then a slow shuffle, and Bill appeared, with a folder jammed under one arm and a cup of coffee in his hands. His glasses were over his nose for a change, so he must have done his reading elsewhere. They've all been reading it except me, thought Gwillem. and I don't know what it is. Allaline half looked up and said, Well, now, young Peter Gwillem, I hear you've been hobnobbing with our late lamented brother Tar. How is he these days? Gwillem selected a facetious tone. That's right, Chief. Tar and I have tea at Fortnum's every afternoon. I'm very disappointed in you, Allaline continued in his pert Scottish brogue, giving ear to gross slanders of a divisive and insidious nature. I pay you honest money and you stab me in the back. Tell us some more about Tar's circumstances just now. He has a daughter, has he not? Name of Danny. Does he talk of her at all? He used to, replied Gwillem. Allaline drew a deep breath. There's a law, Peter Gwillem, against consorting with enemy agents. But I haven't been, said Gwillem, as anger came to his rescue. It's not me who's playing parlor games, it's you, so get off.
Raymond could say,
How now, brown now, cow, do you do, you do, you do.
And Sir Raymond Nostril set out on the road to success. His greatest ambition was to see his name in lights. So he changed his name to Filament.
At last, I'm ready to start my show business career. I'll go to London and get a job.
Raymond started to work his way up the show business ladder. He started at the bottom, doing his own TV series for Lou Gray. But soon he graduated to singing in pubs.
Mirage! Ladies and gentlemen, we present live from the stage of the Dog and Whistle Lounge by IR. The one and only Raymond Filament and is performing orangutan. A 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the Gibbon stuff in rhythm you've been waiting for. Take that Gibbon by the hand. Let's do the rhythm of the band. Slap him up and down upon the floor. Shake his feet, hear him giggle. Then unzip him down the middle. Give that Gibbon what he's hollering for. The OBE. No!
Oh, stop that Gibbon. 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 Oh,
to Raymond's amazement, he was booed off the stage. They pelted him with tomatoes and cabbages, but as he fell to the floor, he heard a friendly voice.
You sound already, I got a business proposition. I saw what happened then, and I think you've got what I'm looking for.
Are you a talent scout?
No, I'm a greengrocer. I'm a greengrocer.
Disillusioned, Raymond set out to find a new job. At last, he arrived at Radio Proof.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a job.
And there's only one vacant, I'm afraid. That's the head of ITA. Have you any experience in show business?
Oh, yes.
Then you're not qualified for the job. Sorry.
But as Raymond turned sadly away, a girl approached him. A fragile, blushing English rose, as delicate as Dresden china. And Raymond knew that it was love at first sight the moment she spoke.
Hello, sailor.
As Raymond gazed at the lovely creature before him, he saw that things were looking up.
Rude things.
I hear you want a job. I'd like to help you.
Oh, thank you. I know that with you behind me, I could do anything.
Oh, how clever.
But if only I could get a job with Radio Prune.
And so you shall. They're holding auditions today.
Then what are we waiting for?
A music link. Right. Mr. Prune's in there.
Hello.
Well, what have you got for us? Yawn, yawn, yawn.
Well, I sing extracts from The Ride of the Valkyries, accompany myself on the electric barrel organ, whilst juggling three gibbons, playing the bells of St. Mary's on a row of OBEs, balancing Julie Felix on my nose and riding a one-wheel hovercraft.
Oh, dear. Another one. Oh, yawn, yawn. That's okay, but where is the sex appeal?
I could do it without trousers.
Okay. Yes, but where's the sex appeal? Yawn, yawn. Ah, well, look, we've got several auditions to do before you, so just go and practice your piece, and whilst you're at it, push off. Right, let's get on with the auditions. Bring them on.
And can we have the first compare, please?
Thank you very, very much, friends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I deserve every bit of it. Thank you. And now, friends, can I hear your abuse, please, for three old youngsters all the way from Ireland making an unwelcome return to the show? Yes, it's the confirmed bachelors, and you know they're going to sing their song, Silence. I know you're going to enjoy that. Isn't that marvelous?
Oh,
Oh, hush. All around me, very silent. Oh, hush. Not a sound is there to hear. And the silence, the lonely silence that surrounds me, now you're no longer here. As I sit here in the silence, now that I'm all alone,
I'm all alone,
I just have to fight my loneliness, because I'm on my own. Now, yawn, yawn. Next compare, please.
Well, I'm not really been a compare before, but at least we can try. And talking about we can try, so William, I'm not a good one to get Bradford Northern. I see Leeds. I played Sulphur, they should beat. Talking about beats, I like a little rock and roller music. Ah, that's what you get in. So here we go.
Hello, good evening, and right away, I'd like to say, John Cleese, this is your life.
Oh, no, it isn't, I'm sorry.
Very funny. John will have his little joke.
It's not a joke, I'm not going on it.
But John, your family, who you haven't seen for years, we've brought them all the way from Weston-super-Mare. We've got the kitten you tried to throttle when you were a baby. We even dug up your great-grandmother.
I'm sorry, I put them all back.
Well, at least sing for us.
Oh, certainly. Hem. Music, please. Hem, hem.
I want another slice of a rhubarb tart. I want another lovely slice. I'm not disparaging the blueberry pie, but rhubarb tart is oh so very nice.
A rhubarb tart,
a rhubarb tart,
a rhubarb tart,
a rhubarb tart. I want another slice of rhubarb tart. The principles of modern philosophy were postulated by Descartes. Discarding everything he wasn't certain of, he said, I think therefore I am a rhubarb tart.
We still haven't found the right compare. We need the kind of star who, when it comes on, people will say is witty, sincere, handsome, and fantastically talented.
Hello, good evening. Thank you, and welcome. Music and introductory verse, please.
It was Sunday on the Frost Show.
Super.
But the studio was awful quiet.
Oh, dear.
Because the audience had heard the jokes before.
Yes.
So they didn't want to laugh that night.
Sinners.
They called Jack Benny and they called Ted Ray, but they didn't get a thing. But then a man came in with a tambourine, and everybody started to sing, and they sang, it's Sunday evening, so sing us a song, sing us a song, sing us a song. I said, it's Sunday evening, so sing us a song, sing us a song. David Frost, sing us a song, sing us a song, sing us a song. Yeah, David Frost, please sing us a song, sing us a song. Come on, Dave.
I'll sing you a song about me, 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 me.
Mr. Prune sat and watched the auditions. But when they finished, there was a frosty silence.
No, I'm sorry, that's a physical impossibility.
Mr. Prune wasn't satisfied, and there was only time for one more audition.
Come on, Raymond. This is it. Get out there and get that job.
All right, I will. But first, I'm a singer and I'm going to make it big song, just like Anthony Newley always does.
If you must.
I must. People may call me a broken down guy.
You're a broken down guy.
I don't know why.
Neither do I.
I do.
Nobody knows me.
Who are you?
They call me a slob.
You're a slob.
He's a slob.
But I'm gonna get me this job.
You can make it big.
Make it one day. I'm gonna catch the moon. I'm gonna make it someday. Make it soon, make it soon, make it soon. I'm gonna reach the sky and oh yes, I'm gonna touch the sun. Yes, I'm gonna keep on trying. Yes, I know that it can be. You can hang me down, trample me into the floor. I'm battered and bruised, oh, I'm not a loser. I'll get up and ask for more. I'm gonna make it this day. Oh, yes, just you wait and see. I know it's an I can't miss day. Make it me, make it me. Oh, please, Mr. Prune, make it.
Sorry, the auditions are over.
Sorry.
Well, that's it then.
No, no. There's one last chance. You must appeal to the new head of programs. Through here.
Head of programs? I want to appeal to you.
Oh, you do, you do.
You see, I've always wanted to be a star, you know, and the only way I can make it is by joining Radio Prune.
Yeah. Well, I must be honest. Radio Prune may not last much longer.
Shocked gasp!
You know our contract expires this week, and it may not be renewed.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping for some news any minute now. Let's see.
Here is some news from the full frontal newsroom of Radio Prune.
This week is the last scheduled week of broadcasting of the 13-week period of experimental full-frontal radio. A government inquiry has shown that Radio Prune has provided exactly what the public want, and so a parliamentary bill has been rushed through to close us down. And our recent broadcast has been subjected to persistent jamming by the BBC. The Radio Prune staff has locked itself in its studio and barricaded the doors with Rolf Harris records, which will go off if anyone touches them. But yet we fear we cannot hold out much longer. Our supplies of tinned gibbons and dried OBEs are dwindling. And oh dear, we just heard that the government have decided to use force. They're sending in the MCC.
Oh no!
Listen, here they come.
Here we come!
Proudly we march with our heads in the sand. Backwards, where England calls.
Calls!
Fighting the foe with a bat in our hands and a load of old cricket balls.
Bats!
We are the lads of the MCC.
We know you're in there. We've been called in by the BBC to close you down, and down we are going to close you.
It's not that we don't realize you're doing a really good job. It's just that we are prejudiced old twits.
Twits! And what's more, you've been getting people listening to your programs, and that'll never do.
Never do! It's against the BBC policy.
The BBC champions want audiences to get smaller and smaller. Till nobody listens at all.
Then BBC staff can all retire and live off your license money.
Oh, what a giveaway!
Point in going on. We've had it.
Man.
We might as well accept defeat peacefully and calmly. We'll just give ourselves up. And don't worry. We'll go quietly.
Quietly!
All right, you lot. Director General of the BBC here.
Oh, yes.
Radio Prune is being closed down. Get those full frontals packed up and out you go.
Where are we going to go?
You've all got to be punished. Hello. We've got some really rotten, humiliating jobs for you on BBC programs. Tim Brooke Taylor, you'll be writing funny ad-libs for John Davidson. John Cleese, you will take over from Cliff Mitchellmore on So You Think You're a TV Personality. Joe Kendall, you will be the Pips on the 9 o'clock news. David Hatch, you're already producing Week Ending, so you've been punished enough already. More than enough. Graham Garden, you're going to be on Mrs. Dale's Diary.
That's not on anymore.
Quite. And Bill Oddy, you will take over from Raymondo on the Jimmy Young Show. Now you can have one last request.
All right. We'd like to sing
our dear old beloved signature tune.
Yes. And please, let's sing it just as we've always done. Badly. No.
And happy and fast.
Don't be sad.
His name was Angus Prune, and he used to listen to I'm sorry, I'll read that again.
No, don't.
His name was Angus Prune.
Oh,
just heard were... Oh, I can't say them. Tim Brooke Taylor. John Cleese.
Oh. Joe Kendall.
David Hatch.
Graham Garden.
Bill Oddie. And the script was by Graham Garden and Bill Oddie. And Bill Oddie wrote the songs, except one's by Graham Garden and John Cleese. And Dave Lee.
Oh, Dave.
Yes, he led the band.
Oh, the band.
And the arrangements, they were by Lee and Cohen. Oh, Cohen. Cohen. God. Oh. And it was produced by David Hatch and Peter Titheridge.
Oh, dear,
so let's just hear these moving words. For the last time.
No.
It's time. Sorry, I'll read that again.
Oh, together, my baby.